Chapter 24, Transitions. We read and discussed the first pages of this chapter about the illness and death in 1925 of Katherine Johnson in our Waking Up Radio show of September 11, 2016, in the audio excerpt, A Journey to the Self, which includes quotes from a paper Nicola wrote in this period on women. Rather than read it again, let's move on to the section immediately following, in which Nicola's and Robert's, Katherine's husband's, continuing money problems loom large. Katherine died in 1925, not forgetting Tesla even at death. She charged Robert to keep in close touch with him always. Johnson and his daughter, Agnes, the future Agnes Holden, tried thereafter to celebrate traditional family holidays. Tesla was always invited. They invited him on Katherine's birthday, Robert writing, quote, "We'll have music, the kind of occasion she would have desired. She cherished your friendship. She charged me not to lose sight of you. Without you, it will not be her day," unquote. But soon Robert was again asking for financial help to pay taxes and a bank loan. Tesla, scraping along on a few royalties and consulting fees, was able to lend small sums. Although he had been ill again, he sent a cheerful note with his check. He said, "Do not let these small troubles worry you. Just a little longer and you'll be able to indulge in flights on your Pegasus." And that's from his letter to Robert Johnson dated June 3rd, 1925, on file in the Library of Congress. Johnson thanked him and announced that he and Agnes were sailing for Europe for 2 months. On this trip, he met a teenaged actress who was to gladden for a time, and my comment, a very short time, I suspect, continuing his final years. Do we hear the thunderclaps telling us that the power guy's repetitive compulsiveness extends to all their acts and all the plays in their political playbook? As I wrote that on December 1st, 2017, even I now can see that the global statesman's current sexual misconduct strategy for eliminating the inconvenient, disobedient, or no longer needed is not just for use against Prince's key "let your body be free" message, and so they hope foster confusion and division between us to forestall our global planning for freedom, but like the Trump tool itself and their whole far-right threat is rising campaign to cover the state's growing delegitimization, has multiple uses, including cycling out the old, those who they fear know far too much about what the power guys, aka global manipulators, have been up to during the previous decades or so, where the bodies are buried, those who can actually put two and two together, and then getting rid of them and bringing in the new blood, the innocent, naive, and easily manipulated young. A control strategy for the ages. For instance, if you were wondering how it was that dozens of high-ranking Republicans in the House of Representatives all decided to retire at once, this is the article, "Turnover Among Senior Republicans Promises to Reshape House." That's from the New York Times of November 6, 2017. While it was mostly Democrats who had to do the perp walk to the door. For instance, quote, an article titled, "In Conyers Scandal, a Generational Debate Also Jolts Party's Path." And that's from the New York Times of November 29, 2017. I think the lightning lit some light bulbs in a few of us. Use of women and children as agents is so well-worn a strategy. Surely some version of it exists with Plato's name on it. Continuing. In April of the following year, which it just so happens, Margaret will be informing us, an old friend of Nicola's came back to help finance a wireless power project in Canada. Tesla sent Johnson an unsolicited $500 with a note, "Please don't let this remind you of vulgar creditors, but have a little celebration." Johnson replied that he was having a wall erected at Kate's grave with half of it. And my comment, give you two guesses who convinced him to do that. Answer, a teenager or the mother of one, with the objective, drain Nicola dry of cash. But it's a sure bet that Nicola was disappointed in his friend's lack of imagination and hopefully rescinded that ticket to the sun. Continuing with Margaret, Robert Johnson reported that the lovely Marguerite Churchill was keeping him young and that he was eager for the inventor to meet her. Shortly afterward, Johnson was hospitalized, and from his bed wrote Tesla, quote, "You must come and dine with Mrs. Churchill and Marguerite when I return," unquote. He raved about the young actress, whom he now hoped to accompany to Europe, quote, "With her mother, of course," unquote. They would visit the homes and haunts of Tennyson, Keats, Shakespeare, Wordsworth. Instead, however, he went back to Europe with Agnes the following year and again in 1928, on both occasions with the aid of checks from the hard-pressed Tesla.
Some of them 45s you got over there. Hey, leave it.